The Burt Show.
Emily Giffen is in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
How are you?
I'm great.
I got so many tweets yesterday. I tweeted you were going to be on the show. And I got so many tweets from people that are like, oh my God, I read all of her books. Oh my God, I got to be in there.
That's so nice.
And I'll be honest, I wasn't familiar with your books until yesterday. But Emily here is like, kick-ass writer living right here in Atlanta now.
Yeah. That's on account of the fact of you being a man.
Is that it?
So you spent the day yesterday reading them all?
Cover to cover.
Yeah, good.
I'm a little weak and a
Mother's
soft
Day,
today.
Yes.
But you're not originally from Atlanta, but you live here now.
Right. I've been here for 6 years.
Okay. So. And for, let's play a little game called I've Never Read Your Books.
Okay.
What are they mostly about?
Well, they're all sort of about the complexity of relationships. So, toxic female friendships or romantic relationships, and sisters, and mother-daughter. A lot of love, a lot of romance. So.
And these are all bestsellers. There are 4 books that are bestsellers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did.
When we were off there, I'm like, you have 6 books and 4 were bestsellers, right? And she's like, no. 4 for 4, little man.
Ridiculous.
Which I can understand, because I think anytime you fall in love with an author, then you go out and you scramble to find every book that they have written, or you look forward to the new releases that come out. So, and obviously, Emily, you have that. Do you find that when you're writing, now that you're on 6 and going on 7, do you find that your listeners are in your mind as you're writing, or are you able to kind of take that out and write like you did the first time?
First of all, I can tell you're on radio by saying listeners instead of readers. I love it. The audiobook people would love you for that one. Which, by the way, Cynthia Nixon is reading the new book that's coming out. So that's kind of exciting.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. But I definitely write with my readers in mind, for sure. I mean, I want to appeal to women and men, men who feel comfortable enough in their manhood to crack the pastel books, which I'm sure you're going to, right?
to crack the pastel books.
I love
books,
that.
But so I think there's just a great universal appeal to reading about relationships. So,
And I'm curious if you've ever been anywhere like in an airport or on an airplane sitting next to someone reading one of your books.
You know, that actually has happened.
Cool.
It was the last book tour. And I had rolled out of bed very early from flying back from Boston to Atlanta, just like not showered, just like early flight. And this girl's reading the book and her husband recognized me. And there was a moment when I was going to deny it because my picture on the back is retouched. I look pretty good. But I was like, yeah, that's me.
That's got to be a pretty cool feeling, though. Like, if you're just like walking through the airport and you like see somebody sitting there, like you're like, that's my book. Hey.
But I've actually gone up to them and said that. So it's very, very uncool.
Really?
Right? That's
hysterical.
My book. Do you like it?
And they're usually stacked in like 20. So there I am the whole time. This is awesome.
I'm also curious about reviews. Do you read book reviews?
You know, I do and I don't. I don't read Amazon reviews anymore from the individual readers because I just get too worked up. I do read the ones in the media,
like the Entertainment Weekly ones.
Yeah, for the most part. For the
most
part,
have you ever been tempted to log in, create your own account, log in, and post reviews of your own books as someone else?
Have I been tempted to, or have I done it?
Answer the question however you want, because now we know you've done it.
Which you can, if you click on past reviews and you see that this person has only ever reviewed my books, it's kind of, it's either my mother or my sister,
It's E. Griffin.
That's right.
What connection have you made with your readers that I think a lot of people think they do have, the cliche is one great novel in them, but the truth is they don't. So how did you get 4? Like, what do you know that others don't about writing?
Well, I love that kind of question, the compliment wrapped up in it. So thank you. But, I just try to write about things that women care about, people care about. And, there's a lot of that. So it's look all around you, every conversation you have with friends and your family, there's the potential material there. So hopefully I won't run out.
And I think, like Bert said, everybody imagines that they could sit down and actually write a book. When did the light bulb go off for you that, like, you had something that would turn into a novel? Did it start as a short story? Does it start as an article? Like, how does it begin?
Well, I think for me, I just always knew I wanted to be a writer from the time I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So it was just a question of doing it. And I practiced law for 5 years and just finally quit and decided I would give myself a year self-imposed deadline to try to write something. And the first book, that was something borrowed. And I wrote about the toxic female friendship theme, which is crazy how everyone could relate to that. I've been to probably 100 book clubs. And I always ask the question, do you have a Darcy in your life who's sort of the difficult friend in that first book? And it's practically 100%. And it's all ages. I mean, you can go to a nursing home and you can point to the woman who's thinks she's all that in the group and annoys everyone.
Do you have some kind of struggling writer story? Like, did you try writing for years and years and years and were turned down, or did it instantly become a hit?
It was instant. No, I'm kidding. No, I actually wrote a young adult novel when I was practicing law. It took me like 4 years because I was, you know, always at work. And that one was turned down. And what made that sort of particularly upsetting was my first agent, who just wrote back this one-line email. They all rejected it. I scanned that email. I have it on my website. So I think it's probably inspiring for writers who are trying to get published. Hopefully they react that way to it. That people, you know, everyone has that early rejection. So you just have to keep after it. It's sort of like training for a marathon. It's a war of wills, I think, to a large extent. So for the writers out there, just don't give up. Keep doing it.
Did the agent tell you that to keep trying, or are they just like, nobody likes your stuff, no one will ever like you ever?
You've got to go to my website and look at this. It literally says they all rejected it.
Oh, God.
And nothing else. And I had written like, Happy New Year, I'm just calling for the status update. And so, yeah.
And there was none.
There was none.
Emily Giffen, Atlanta author here in studio with this morning. One of the books is being made into a movie by Kate Hudson starring in it.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's my first book, Something Borrowed. It's actually a two movie deal. My second book, Something Blue, is a sequel, and so they're doing two movies.
Awesome.
And Kate Hudson is playing the difficult friend that I just described as Darcy, and Jennifer Goodwin's Rachel, and then John Krasinski is another male lead.
Were you involved in the casting or the development of the film?
I would say I was included more than, you know, involved. Like, I don't think I had any real say, but they were very kind about making me feel as if I did. So like a consultant of sorts. But I did go out there a couple times and worked on the script and, you know, met some of the potential actors at the time.
Did you take some pictures with your phone and send them to that agent and write, they didn't reject this one? I would have.
That's so exciting. When is the movie going to be coming out?
It's June of next year. June 2011.
Oh, so you'll be able to be out there and at the premiere and on the red carpet and the whole thing.
Hopefully.
That's so cool. That's
awesome. Without her, there's no party, man. She wrote the book.
And you're guaranteed a good time because everyone will say that the movie's not as good as the book.
Yeah, you know,
right.
I have mixed feelings.
Isn't that what everyone always says? Right?
Yes. Yeah. Mixed feelings about that. I almost want it to be like, I love the book, but I like the movie more. And I think it could happen. I'm really impressed with the direction they've taken and the ways they've adapted the book. You know, it's not going to be exactly like the book. And I've heard some authors get very upset about that, but you need to make some changes for it to work. And so, I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, the name of the new book is Heart of the Matter, and Emily will be out at the Borders in Buckhead on May 21st. She'll sign her new release for you guys. I got that date right?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday.
At 7:30, and we will have all the information up online at Q100Atlanta.com. Really nice to get to know you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really fun.
And good luck with everything.
Thanks so much.
Hey, The Bird Show.